Christian radio is impacting Iran as outreach avenues close down. Deadly Afghanistan blasts are unsettling, ministry hunkers down, and special ringback tones open an unusual door for believers in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With a UN deadline a day away for Iran to suspend uranium enrichment, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is defiant. While Iran is taking a hardline stance against the world, they're also clamping down on some of their limited freedoms. Spokeswoman for Trans World Radio Barbara Shant says while it hasn't been easy to reach Iran with the gospel, it may be even more difficult.
Borders are becoming tighter and tighter. The country is experiencing a brain drain. Their brightest and best are going to schools in the West and not returning. And the government is increasingly taking action on believers.
Disenfranchisement is pushing Iranians to listen to their programming, and Shant says people are responding.
Maybe I could just give one example of three young women gave their hearts to the Lord and have formed what they call a church of three. And they listen to the radio broadcasts, and that is one of the ways that they are fed regularly.
Funding and Persian program producers are needed. Next, a series of bomb blasts linked to the Taliban are stirring insurgency fears in Afghanistan. Interserve USA's Doug Van Bronckhorst says that the unrest won't do much to disrupt their work.
We were doing it while the Mujahideen were fighting the Russians, and we were doing it while the tribal chieftains were fighting the Taliban. And, you know, it's been one thing after another there in Afghanistan, but we've been able to stay and more or less keep those things going. It's not easy to do that in the middle of a war zone. Hopefully it won't get back as bad as it was, but right now it's nowhere near as bad as it used to be.
As for the ministry aspect of their work in Afghanistan, he says of his staff,
they really function there the same way that Christians function here in the U.S. They do their jobs, they do them as Christians. And when there are opportunities in personal relationships to talk about spiritual things, they do that. So they're able to bear witness to their own personal faith. You know, they're known to be Christians. That's why they're there. Otherwise, why would they want to work in a country like that?
You're listening to Mission Network News. This is the standard ringback tone ordinarily heard when calling someone. Unusual ringback tones are taking India by storm. The more personalized, the better. This is where Audio Scripture Ministries gets involved. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says they have an opportunity to produce recorded scripture passages for use as ringback tones in India.
We found that in a lot of areas where people do face persecution, they're able to continue to make personal stands like this, where they simply say, well, when anybody calls me, they're going to hear this particular verse or this particular scripture passage. And they do it as a public testimony.
Their partner was asked to produce nearly four dozen ringback tones for immediate use in Hindi and Tamil, but also
we were contacted because not only do they need them in the local languages, but India is working very hard to teach all of its people to speak English. And so scripture passages in English happen to be very popular.
Meanwhile, For Haiti with Love tells us Pilgrim House No. 16 is being sponsored by the Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, in memory of ministry founder Donda Hart. The project's been fraught with difficulty, including leadership challenges and builder troubles. The house has been a labor-intensive job because of the retaining wall necessary to build on the side of a mountain. It's nearing completion. The homes reinforce the love of Christ that For Haiti exhibits in Haiti. And Food for the Poor tells us of an American sixth grader from Vermont moved by the plight of the poor in the Caribbean and Latin America. Audrey Pekarik saw the work FFP was doing and decided to help. She began creating bracelets made of precious metals and semi-precious stones, donating $5 from every sale. Audrey exceeded her goal to raise enough to build a $2,000 house. The homes Food for the Poor build are a tangible expression of the love of Christ in the region. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 23rd. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest times of the year. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.